Hello everyone, it's Steve here, and welcome to this week's podcast. Thank you all for listening, subscribing, and downloading, wherever you are. I'd also like to say hello to Ayako-san in the Park Cafe, and it's probably my first conversation in Japanese this year. But it was only brief, but it was nice, and it was nice to go in the cafe again after a few months. It's getting warmer now. This week we have a little quiz. So I'm going to give you the questions very shortly. Okay, ready? Here's the questions. After listening to this week's podcast, think about these questions. Question number one, what do I describe as evidence of spring? Question number two, what did I have for breakfast that day? Question number three, how long has the lake been in the park? Question number four, describe the thief. And question number five, what did I do after the incident? Okay, are you all ready to listen? Then I'll begin. In my part of the world, in London, it's spring, although sometimes the weather doesn't always agree with me. However, a lot of nature seems to agree with me that it's spring, the evidence being that flowers are starting to bloom, blossoms are on the trees, and young baby animals are starting to appear in the parks and on the farms and on the ponds. If you look on the website or the Lennet Instagram feed, you'll see a short clip of young Egyptian goslings. Gosling is the name for a baby goose. I like the spring season because of all the newness and freshness. I knew someone who hated the spring because of the same thing, of all the newness and freshness. I still don't understand that. Last week, I decided to go out for an early morning walk. I thought I'd have a vegetarian breakfast in a nice Italian cafe nearby. Then I'd go for a long walk in the park. I had a lovely breakfast of tomatoes, mushrooms, poached eggs, spinach, peppers and goat cheese, together with a macchiato to drink. A very enjoyable breakfast. I finished my breakfast, paid my bill and decided to walk to Greenwich Park, which was about 10 minutes away. Well, at my walking pace anyway. There's a lot of construction work going on in Greenwich Park, on the main pond or lake, or perhaps I should say reconstruction work. They have drained the lake with the intention of encouraging dragonflies, toads, frogs, newts, etc. This is in order to increase the biodiversity in this part of the park. I think the lake has been there since the 1600s. It was quite a nice morning, and as I entered the flower garden, there were lots of international tourists taking photographs of the beautiful, colourful flowers. I decided also to take some photos so I could use them on my social media feeds. I left the flower garden and was near the bandstand in Greenwich Park and was uploading a photo onto social media when suddenly a hand appeared and tried to snatch my phone from my right hand. Luckily, I have what might be called an iron grip, so the thief was unsuccessful. The thief was wearing a crash helmet with a darkened visor and riding an electric bike or an e-bike. I felt a bit weird, as nothing like that had happened before. Two people who were walking their dogs came over to check if I was okay. Luckily, I was. I think I may have shouted some bad words at the person on the e-bike. The park is a royal park, so it has its own police. I went to the office near the park entrance and reported the attempted theft. I stressed the police officer that I was fine, I was okay, and I understood that he probably couldn't do much about it. But I wanted to report the crime so the park authorities would be aware and on the lookout. Apparently there were three thieves in this gang, and I think they struck in other areas as well. My other reason for reporting was that, although I was okay, I didn't want visitors to Greenwich or London to have their phones stolen in this way. It wouldn't be a very nice memory of your visit. After the incident, I went for a sit-down in the park, and I warned a couple of people who I saw quite openly using their phones. After leaving the park, I crossed the heath, all the time looking around me and eyeing people with suspicion. Not far from the park is an 18th century pub, which I thought might be a good place for me to rest and have a refreshment after my experience. That's today's story. In a minute, I'll repeat the questions again and I'll give you the answers. Okay, here are the questions again. You might want to pause. Question number one. What do I describe as evidence of spring? Question number two. What did I have for breakfast that day? Question number three. How long has the lake been in the park? Question number four. Describe the thief. And question number five. What did I do after the incident? I shall be back in a moment with the answers. Hello again. I have the answers to the questions here. As long as you've got a rough answer, that's okay. Doesn't need to be word for word. And as I always say, it's only a quiz. It's only for fun. So, question number one was, what do I describe as evidence of spring? I said the flowers are starting to bloom, blossoms are on the trees, and young animals are starting to appear in the parks and on the ponds. They also mentioned young Egyptian goslings, being the name for a baby goose. Question number two, what did I have for breakfast that day? I said I had a vegetarian breakfast, which consisted of tomatoes, mushrooms, poached eggs, spinach, peppers, and goat's cheese, together with a macchiato. Question number three. How long has the lake been in the park? I said the lake has been there since the 1600s. Question number four. Describe the thief. I said the thief was wearing a crash helmet with a darkened visor and riding an electric bike or e-bike. So that's question number four. And question number five. What did I do after the incident? I said that after the incident, I went for a sit-down in the park and warned a couple of people who I saw quite openly using their phones. After leaving the park, I crossed the heath and went to an 18th century pub. Okay, how did you do? 5 out of 5? Very well done if you did. 9 out of 5? Doesn't matter. It's only a quiz. It's for fun. Thank you very much all for listening. Thank you everyone everywhere for downloading and subscribing. I hope to be back again soon. So until then, take care, look after yourselves, stay safe and well, and have a very good weekend. Bye bye.